News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Zach Hagenbusher, and this is your Thursday evening news update on WSAU.com. The House of Representatives votes to form a select committee to dig deeper into the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya.
On this vote, the yeas are 232, the nays are 186, and the resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, died in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya in September 2012. Republicans accused the Obama administration of misleading the American people about the nature of the attack during a presidential campaign and stonewalling multiple congressional inquiries. Authorities in Oshkosh are considering juvenile delinquency actions against a 12-year-old girl and three teenage boys involved in the trading of lewd photos in text messages, so-called sexting. Officials at the Valley Christian School called police when they learned about the photos. By the time police met with the youngsters this week, the photos had been deleted from their cell phones, but they confessed to the activity, which occurred about 3 weeks ago. The police official said the girl appeared to be pressured by the three boys when she sent them nude photos of herself. Officials said one of the boys, ages 14 and 15, also sent a nude picture of himself to the girl. A proposed settlement in federal court would lift Wisconsin's restrictions on how much can be donated to candidates for state office. Andrew Beckett has more.
State officials have agreed to end a $10,000 annual cap on how much any one donor can give to candidates. Jay Heck with Wisconsin Common Cause says the move is not a surprise after a U.S. Supreme Court decision last month found such limits are unconstitutional.
You know, the practical effect is that there'll be a lot more money in Wisconsin politics.
Limits on how much a person can give to any one candidate will remain in place. The settlement's part of a lawsuit brought by Fred Young of Racine, who sued because he wanted to exceed the state's overall contribution limits. A federal judge in Milwaukee still has to sign off on the proposed agreement. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The trial of Ashley Bauman saw its fourth day today and saw a number of witnesses, including a state trooper, give testimony. Thomas Erdman also gave testimony on Wednesday, saying that Bauman was the driver of the vehicle based on his reconstruction of the crime scene. When he was questioned today if the hair found on the driver's side of the vehicle could have been moved there by high winds caused by the medical helicopter that arrived at the scene, he did not agree. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off, but they return to action tomorrow in a first of a three-game series at the Yankees. Coverage from New York begins tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. right here on WSAU. Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending after midnight, a low of 56. For tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with a light shower or sprinkle possible in the afternoon, high of 65. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.